Photos by Johan van der Steen are on display in Brussels. He was among those killed in terrorist attacks that rocked the city 1 year ago. His life partner, Kristen Verellen, organized the photo exhibit as a tribute to him.
Well, it has been a tough year, the 22nd of March. It's only a day of the year, but I think it's important that we as human beings are also capable to also to stand still and to reflect on the unhappy things in life.
Verellen established a citizens' movement called Circles We Have the Choice, connecting anyone affected by violence by sharing stories.
We Have the Choice started immediately afterwards to create a meaningful togetherness as a positive response to blind violence and to the fragmentation and the polarization that we see in our society.
Some of the terrorists lived in the Molenbeek neighborhood of Brussels. Many of the 100,000 Muslims living here feel stigmatized. Some were also victimized. Mohamed El Bashiri is a metro driver from Molenbeek. His wife, Lubna, was killed when terrorists bombed the metro she was in, leaving him behind with their three young children. El Bashiri put his sorrow into a call for love by publishing a poetry book called Jihad of Love.
C'est un message d'amour.
It's a message of love, of humanity, a call for reflection, and it's related because the unimaginable, the unspeakable happened to me, and I think this is somehow a response. We need to express ourselves, we need love, and at the same time, we need to talk about what we are first and foremost, human beings. We need to return to our humanity.
It's here at the Maalbeek metro station where both Verellen and El Bashiri lost their loved ones. Instead of a moment of silence to remember the victims, metro staff will observe a minute of noise, demonstrating their solidarity against hate and terror. Marten van der Wolf for VOA News, Brussels.